Bonjour, monsieur. I see you got my note. Come in, s'il vous plaît. No, Monsieur Caillebotte is at an exhibition in London for 2 weeks, but he was kind enough to allow the use of his studio while he's gone. No, there's no need to be formal, please. Have a seat. I have some coffee and croissants. We shouldn't discuss business on an empty stomach, after all. How long have you been in Paris now? Well, I think your studies are working. I've been following your work for quite some time, and I believe you are destined for greatness. The portrait of Yvette Guilbert was magnificent in its colors, and the way you captured the light in your sunrise paintings is breathtaking. You are learning much painting with the greats of Montmartre, and yet your style is still very much your own. Your paintings are only missing one thing, something I will help you with. We will get to that soon enough. Yes, monsieur, I honestly believe you will be remembered as one of the greats. You've learned so much in your short time in Montmartre. This is why I asked you here, to Monsieur Caillebotte's studio. I would like you to paint a portrait of me. Oh, yes. There are many artists in Montmartre that are more accomplished than you, and some of them have asked me to model for them. But just because they are more accomplished doesn't mean that they are better than you. Besides, if the great Monet were to paint me, I'd not be remembered as fondly as his water lilies. If Toulouse-Lautrec painted me, I would not be remembered as fondly as his can-can dancers. But you, when you paint me, I will be your masterpiece. Your first true complete work of genius. Your first true masterpiece. Everything you do afterwards will be compared to me. Come. Let me show you the studio. Isn't the light in this room magnificent? Yes, that will be your canvas. I think it's roughly 245 centimeters wide. And 100 or so tall. Unfortunately, that is the largest I could afford. Oh, no, monsieur, it is not too large. It is perfect. This is your masterpiece, after all. Plus, I will be reclined on the settee, so you will need the width. Is it beautiful, no? I convinced Monsieur Caillebotte to have it reupholstered in this lovely blue fabric. It will accentuate my blue eyes. You needn't worry about the colors, monsieur. I have purchased all of them for you. This box contains the finest colors made from the finest pigments. Look, there's alizarin, crimson, viridian green, cadmium yellow, lead white, as well as ochres and umbers. But to make this your true masterpiece, I purchased this large tube of the finest ultramarine blue, the blue that no other blue can match. Did you know that this blue was once so expensive and rare that it was reserved strictly for the cloak of the Virgin Mary? No other color would do for such a sacred object, and no other object was sacred enough to justify the expense. So, monsieur, what do you think? Everything you need is here. Will you paint me? Oh, yes. the missing element in your art. As I have said, I have seen almost every painting you've made while in Paris. You've mastered every technical element of painting, but all of your works lack passion. Yes, it is passion that I will provide to you. Oui, monsieur. I am confident that I can provide this. You see, I want you to paint me in the nude. You seem taken aback by this. If it will help you, you can leave on your socks. Oh, I joke, monsieur. I will be the one who is nude. I'm sorry, this all seems to have flustered you. You will never be able to paint while you are flustered like this. Let's take a step back. I meant a figurative step back, monsieur. I want to get close to you so you can get a good look at my eyes. Look at them like an artist. Look at their color. The color of the finest lapis lazuli. Just like the ultramarine blue. Look at the way the light plays off of them. The streaks of white that run through the iris. The dark ring of pure blue around the outside. How it contrasts with the white. Can you picture painting them? Can you picture in your mind the brushstrokes, the color blending, the little dots of white where the light hits them? Now then, let me get a little closer. Take another look at them. But this time, look not as an artist, but as a man. Can you see the desire? Can you see how they need you? Can you see the passion? Can you feel the passion? Yes, you may feel my hand too, massaging you through your trousers. I needed to check and see if the passion was there. The passion is there, I think. But it's being blocked by lust. Yes, it is lust that I see in your eyes. Yes, I can feel it in your kiss as well. The passion is blocked by lust. You can't paint with lust. Lust is fleeting. But passion lasts. We must get rid of this lust before we can begin. Just keep looking into my eyes. I'm going to get down on my knees and see if I can rid you of some of that lust. Oh, I think you know what I'm about to do. You needn't worry about it. Just keep looking into my eyes. I think you will find that they get even more beautiful. Are you thinking of the colors? My crimson lips wrapped around your shaft as I take you in my mouth. You are? Then I must not be doing a very good job. The only thing you should be thinking of right now is how good it feels. There, monsieur, that is better. Just enjoy the feeling of my lips wrapped around your cock. Enjoy my fingers massaging your balls. You shouldn't be thinking of anything but this moment. Nothing exists in this moment except you and I. When you're ready, finish. Just let go. Let go of your lust. You're holding back, monsieur. Are you worried about finishing in my mouth? It's what I want. It's what I need. Please, monsieur, do not deprive me of my reward. Oh. No, you mustn't look away. Look in my eyes. Merci, monsieur. As you were finishing, I could see the lust in your eyes fade and the passion grow. Yes, the seeds of passion are definitely there. Oh, well, I could feel it in the way you kissed me. How hungry the kiss was. How you didn't want it to end. But honestly, your hands on my derriere was a dead giveaway. Now then, monsieur, I'm ready to pose for you. Help me out of my dress, s'il vous plaît. See, you didn't even question it. That's passion. How do you think I should pose? Would you like to see me from behind, like Velázquez's Venus? I do have a wonderful ass, don't you think? Or perhaps on my back, with my hand hiding my modesty like this. Reminiscent of Manet's Olympia. No, I did not think they will do. Perhaps something like Goya's Maja Desnuda, with my hands over my head. Yes, something like this, I think. You think it is still not right? Perhaps I agree with you. In the Goya painting, the model is enticing the viewer to join her. It is seductive, but that is not right for your painting. It is not beautiful enough. Tell me, monsieur, when is a woman at her most beautiful? No, I'm not talking about her age. I'm asking, when does a man look at a woman and think, that is the most beautiful I have ever seen you? It is not when she is inviting him into her bed. It is when they are finished. I do not want to be enticing. I want the viewer to look at me and think, this girl just got fucked. Yes, I think that is what your masterpiece needs. Alas, monsieur, this pose is not something I can conjure out of thin air. No, the only way to get the look of a freshly fucked woman is to paint her just after she has been fucked. So I'm afraid that you will need to fuck me before you can paint me. Oui, monsieur, I am aware that you just came. I was there, remember? Remember how our eyes were locked as my cheeks bulged to hold it all in while I swallowed. I can still taste your deliciousness. But this is art, and well, sometimes to make a great art, the artist must suffer. For Van Gogh it was madness, and for Manet it was syphilis. And your suffering, I'm afraid, is fucking me so soon after coming in my mouth. I'd say you're rather lucky, given the options. Oh, I would not worry about that, monsieur. I have confidence that you will be able to perform. Look at my body. Look at my breasts. Look at my pussy and how wet it is for you. Yes. My body will inspire you. I am sure of this. Come here. Sit beside me. Now, give me your hands. Put them here on my breasts. Yes. Just like that. Now, kiss me as you caress them. Yes. Oh, kiss my neck. You have found my weakness, monsieur. Oh, yes. You can pinch my nipples harder. I like it. Oh, that's it. Take them in your mouth. Monsieur. Oh, that feels so nice. I wish I had your talent as a painter, because this image of my breast in your mouth deserves to be preserved. While you do that, put your hand right here. You can feel how wet I am for you. Can you feel how badly I want you? Taste it. Monsieur, I meant to taste it off your fingers. No, don't stop. This will work too. That's it. Lick. My pussy. Taste it. Oh, all that wetness is because of you. Oh, now, monsieur. Oh, please. That's it. Come up here. here and kiss me? Let me taste myself on your lips. But first, yes, let me put your cock inside of me. Oh, my monsieur, please, it is so hard. I can feel it throbbing in my hand. Tell me you want to be inside of me. Tell me how badly you want to fuck me. Oui. You need to fuck me. Oh, how much do you need it? Is that so? Monsieur, you will have your wish. Oh, that's it. Oh, mon dieu, you feel so good inside. It's as if my pussy was made just for your cock. Oh, let me wrap my legs around you. I need to pull you in deeper. Oh, yeah. Oh. Tell me how it feels, mon amour. You're going to make me come. Look me in the eyes. I want to look right into your eyes as you make me come. I want you to see my passion. Oh, oh, oui. Oh. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. No, keep fucking me. I need to feel you. Yes. I need to feel you come inside of me. It will make me come also. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck me harder. Please, fuck me harder. My pussy needs to be filled with your cock. For art, of course. I need you to fuck me for the art. Oh, yes. Yes, mon amour. Oh. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, harder. Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Please fuck me harder. My pussy needs to be filled with your cock. Yes, she does. Look at me. Let me see your eyes. Oh, mon chéri, just look at your hungry eyes. It's going to make me come. Please. Please come with me. Please. Vous êtes plus beau que 10 000 years couchés sous soleil. Come for me. Fill me with your seed. I need it. Je t'aime. Mon amour. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. You agree that I have never been more beautiful. Yes, oui. It is time to begin the portrait. Should I stay like this? with my legs spread. You should capture my swollen red pussy and your seed dripping from it. You're probably right, mon amour. Perhaps the art world is not ready for that yet. They had major objections over Manet just painting a naked woman having lunch outdoors. They'd probably burn down the academy if my freshly fucked cunt was on display. How about this pose? Is it better? I am very comfortable. I can lay here for hours for you, just blissfully reliving the glorious fucking you've given me. Monsieur, mon amour, how long do you think this painting will take? Really? You think it will only take a week? Well, I was hoping it would take longer. You see, monsieur, every morning you will need to help me pose. It is the only way to make sure my pose is the same every day. Yes, monsieur, I'm afraid you will have to fuck me every day to make sure I am beautiful. Maybe even twice a day if the sessions go into the afternoon. Monsieur, I think it will take 2 weeks at least, perhaps longer. You will have to suffer so much for your masterpiece.